This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Summer of STEM is a new Greater Cincinnati STEM Collaborative initiative that will allow students to explore STEM learning and careers over the summer. The initiative aims to increase the number of people aware of the opportunities open to students who pursue science, technology, engineering, and math education, and to make STEM summer programming available to more K-12 students, especially those who are disadvantaged. Here to talk about the Summer of STEM and what it has to offer, our Director of Talent Pipeline Initiative at Partners for a Competitive Workforce, Sean Kelly, President and CEO of ArtsWave, Alicia Townsend-Kintner, and Director of Development at the Cincinnati Observatory, Anna Heeman. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And good to see everybody this afternoon. Thanks for being here. Tell me about how the idea for Summer of STEM, how that came about.
Sure. The Summer of STEM actually came, I was at a Strive partnership conference in San Diego, and I was listening to a team from Chicago, and they were discussing something that had come out of the mayor's office there in conjunction with all of the arts institutions and a lot of the learning institutions in Chicago, where Chicago public school kids were able to spend their entire summer visiting institutions and doing different programming, and then they were keeping track of that. And the idea of having a citywide event really appealed to me. And I thought, you know what, we need to do this in Cincinnati, and we should do it around STEM. And then Alicia at ArtsWave, I had been reading her great emails that she was sending out to the community talking about the same ideas that we were. How do we prepare these kids for the future? And so then we got together and discussed it.
Now, Alicia, tell us how you got involved in this, how that all came about.
Sure. Well, Sean was so great to read something I had put out there and get in touch with me. And coincidentally, ArtsWave was just getting ready to create and launch a website that would connect parents and educators and teachers with arts education opportunities. And Sean said, let's do this together. And I said, absolutely. This is an expansive idea. We can put more eyeballs on our pages if we do this together and have not just arts ed resources, but STEM education resources, because kids need the whole gamut of opportunities, all the enrichment we can put out there. And information is key to that success and that outreach.
So the STEAM as opposed to STEM?
Well, yes. We love the idea of STEM to STEAM, but not just adding arts to the curriculum, using the arts to teach STEM subjects. So it's okay. Both and. And in one website, you can see all those opportunities, whether they're at the observatory or the museum center or at the symphony or artworks. The list is endless, really.
Okay. Anna, tell us about the observatory's role in this.
Yeah, so I'm involved with the Summer of STEM as the project manager through the STEM work that we do with schools. And so I sort of brought this to the observatory team, and we do our work during the school year, but we liked the opportunity of being able to reach new audiences in the summertime. So what we did was also wanted to make our programs more available in the sense of we're in Hyde Park, we're definitely a destination, but we do outreach and being able to take our programs to different students that might not be able to otherwise be there, so be at the observatory and visit us. So we did several programs, really some new fun collaborations with the Cincinnati Museum Center, for example. We hosted a space camp. We've done different groups with different boys and girls clubs and the Y and things like that. So we were able to do our science programming, our astronomy, physics, math programming with new partners and reaching new audiences, which was really exciting to us. So being the project manager, I was able to kind of work with all the different providers, which has been great, and then be able to create these new inroads to benefit the students in Greater Cincinnati.
Hmm. And part of the whole idea is to make this more accessible even for kids who are underserved and underprivileged, and to reach out to them, right, Tom?
That's a really big part of it, if not the biggest part of it. And the same, you know, for ArtsWave and for the STEM Collaborative, it was how do we make sure that every child, every family in the region has access to these programs. And one of the biggest hurdles to access is just the knowledge that these programs, these camps, these classes even exist. So it was like, could we put this in one spot, cincyartsandstem.org, that people could go and teachers could sort through there and find classes and programs that are applicable to their what they're teaching. Parents could go. Caregivers could go. So we were trying to reach the largest number of students possible.
How well does the U.S. do in STEM education compared to other countries?
Well, I mean, you know, overall in this region here specifically, we know that our prime and the work that I do in Partners for a Competitive Workforce, we are focused on those key industries. So it's advanced manufacturing, it's healthcare, it's IT, it's supply chain construction. Those are the big areas that drive this economy. And so the STEM work is specifically trying to encourage more students to explore if they have an interest in those, because we know the math and science skills and all the other skills that come with kids having new experiences lead to these jobs, that there are more of those jobs available and those jobs pay more.
So this is not just crucial from an educational standpoint, but it's crucial to the child's long-term future.
Absolutely. And that was exactly what hit me when I was reading the pieces that Alicia was sending out on behalf of ArtsWave. It was like she's talking economic development as well. That's a big part of what we're all doing.
Absolutely. We see this as a future workforce issue. And how can programs that fuel creativity and learning help prepare the kids of today for the jobs of tomorrow? And we know that employers across the country and in Cincinnati are looking for kids with creative minds and of diverse skill building kind of set. And the arts and STEM programs help prepare those kids, because employers can't find what they're looking for now. We've got to make sure the workforce is ready in the future.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation, you can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Sean, can you give me some other examples of the kinds of things that you're offering through this Summer of STEM program?
Sure, absolutely. Before we get started on that, because I do want, and maybe Anna can actually give us some of those specifics of the providers, but a big thank you. Really quickly, when Alicia and I were talking and when we all met and said, you know, we should do this website together, well, we're all based on getting funding. And I will tell you, our funders were thrilled when they learned that, okay, they're going to work together. Instead of building two websites, they're going to build one website that can serve a dual purpose and actually bring some of this together. So Duke Energy was the presenting sponsor for Summer of STEM, and we have a lot of other partners who were really crucial. P&G was, of course, there. UC was their partners. GE. We're all at that table to help get us this initial Summer of STEM started. So that was big. And Anna, do you want to explain like kind of some of the programs that were highlighted?
Sure. One thing that I thought was really exciting about Summer of STEM, is coming from a small organization like the Observatory, is that we were not necessarily looking for groups to create anything new, because everybody, you know, all these nonprofits are working hard and have all these great programs. It was more about access and awareness. So what we did was kind of hold meetings. We really created a learning community, and there's so many groups that came to the table and that were so excited. The Cincinnati Museum Center, for example, holds camps throughout the summer. We have iSpace, who did work with Upspring, who is a group that works with children experiencing homelessness, to have some STEM programming for them. The Observatory, of course, we had multiple programs. Cincinnati Parks, the Civic Garden Center, did work with Girls in STEM. They had a program where they tested rain and river water in different, you know, kind of learning about the different effects on the environment, which was really cool. I got to visit that program. Just on Friday, I went to Holmes Middle School, where Rosie's Girls, which is a YWCA program, was having their graduation. And Rosie's Girls is a program that works with girls 11 to 13 on teaching them construction and plumbing and lighting and different trades like that, and getting them more information and empowering them to be able to know how to do some of these things. So some of these programs were just, you know, hearing about them was so neat, and then being able to see how the students were connecting with the material and with the programs. I mean, we had Taft Elementary, who did a sort of an urban gardening program, which was really cool, teaching the students how to garden and grow things and the different, there's a STEM aspect to that, but then also just, you know, it's a great life skill and interesting thing for the kids to be part of.
Sure, you're teaching botany with this.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, and kids get excited, you know, all the providers work so hard to have programming, and a lot of them were inspired to create new and exciting things too, in addition to the great program they already have, so that they were able to really engage the kids. I mean, it's summer, kids maybe are, you know, it's hard, but all the kids that I was able to observe, I know Sean saw some programs as well, and I'm sure Alicia has as well, being able to see how excited they are and how engaged they are and what they're learning was really exciting.
Yeah, tell me some more about that, how the kids reacted to this.
I'll share one example, and I know if I go into too many, I'll forget somebody, so I don't want to name too many of them. But Northern Kentucky, so Anna mentioned the Holmes Middle School in Covington, and that was a great program. Two STEAM labs, though, R.A. Jones and Erpenbeck, both had wonderful groups of kids who were doing combinations of robotics and some IT programming that they were doing. And when you walk into that room, and these kids are so invested in what they're doing, they're all excited. They're learning to work in teams. They're solving problems. And then probably for me, though, one of the – just had the biggest impacts on me was the day that Anna began to describe between Upspring, which is a group of kids experiencing homelessness. These kids are from Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati. About 100 of them, we put a day together with iSpace and Sharon Woods to give these kids an entire day out at Sharon Woods, where half the day was building rockets with iSpace and the other half of the day was doing nature trails. So they were getting kind of a combination of two parts of STEM. It wasn't all inside a lab and it wasn't all outside. It was kind of the best of both worlds. And watching these kids have those experiences and seeing all the kind of the trial and error they went through to build the rocket and then actually see them launch towards the end, it was fantastic.
So tell me, we just talked with CTC, the Cincinnati State College, Cincinnati State College, about manufacturing and how difficult is it to convince people to the importance of training for advanced manufacturing. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on this. Is this an area where you really have to convince people that STEM is a good thing to do, or are people starting to realize, hey, STEM's really crucial?
I think we're getting there where people are starting to realize it. And the programs that Dr. Posey and her whole team over at Cincinnati State are wonderful, because what I think the most important thing is students today have to be encouraged when they're in that junior high school area to pursue something that they believe in, that they know why they want to do it. That it's not they're just blindly graduating from high school and then, oh, I know I'm supposed to go into this program. That they know why they're going into the program is so important. And so whether they're choosing to go to CCM and pursue an arts degree, or they're going to Cincinnati State because they know a specific program that they want to do, or if they're going to UC for a different four-year program, where they end up doesn't matter as much as why they're choosing to go there. And so if we can help begin in the programming that we're supplying, if we can help them to begin and their families to begin to make those decisions, because something like advanced manufacturing is so important to the region. It really is. And if kids and their parents, in particular their parents, are exposed to more opportunities to see actually how these plants work, they'll understand that this isn't, you know, like of an era gone by. It's not like Charles Dickens' early industrial age where it's all these dark-filled smoke rooms. I mean, these are some of the most high-tech places on the planet, and they're right here in our region, and it's really important that these products are made here and that families in this region understand why it's important for those companies to be here.
Again, 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. Now, you're focusing on K through 12, Sean, with Summer of STEM. Do you ever work with the colleges and universities on STEM education there?
We do. In particular for this case, for Summer of STEM, we were really kind of in that middle school space, and this was the first year we did it. So we wanted to do it. We're learning a ton, and next year when we roll it out again, it'll be even better. But we do a lot of work with the colleges, and Dr. Posey is one of the big partners at the table, as well all the regional universities. NKU, who hosts – oh, my gosh, I can't even count how many Summer STEM camps they have over there. But NKU is a big partner as well in all of this work. UC, XU, all of them are.
Well, tell me what you're planning to do in the future. What's next?
Well, I mean, what we would love to see, and I can let Alicia jump in here too, this website is up. This isn't just a website up for the summer. We would like to see this become a year-round source of programming.
Absolutely. In fact, we plan a mid-September relaunch with a big postcard mailing to teachers and principals across the region so that they continue to check out cincyartsandstem.org to find programs available for their classrooms or outside the classroom. And yes, it is meant to be a year-round resource. And Sean mentioned a number of our fantastic funding partners. Another one is Toyota, who saw the great alignment between ArtsWave and the STEM Collaborative and has just granted us dollars that we can use to fund programs via teacher mini grants and organizational mini grants in the year ahead, so that we make sure, as you noted before, that we're increasing access to kids who really need it for these programs.
Yeah, Shauna, there was a Wallet Hub study that came out earlier this year that showed that our area placed 17th in the U.S. for STEM jobs. I think that was at 17th. Are you seeing this region become more technology-centric?
I hope so. I'm not an expert in that area. I certainly hope so. And I think Dr. Posey talking about when you were listening to kind of the partner, she was mentioning Ready and the Chamber. So my office, I sit down at the Chamber, Work for Partners for a Competitive Workforce, which comes out of United Way. But I sit down at the Chamber by design because we want to be a part of those conversations so that the businesses of the region know what we're doing at these younger years to prepare the next workforce, the next generation's workforce. And I think having Dr. Posey, having all the regional universities have these conversations with businesses so that there is this open dialogue and it becomes of what are the biggest challenges you are seeing. And just that they're at a table together having those conversations is going to help all of us.
Yeah, as a parent who's hearing this, I might be thinking, well, how do I get my kid involved? You know, how do I do this?
And we've gotten those calls. We've gotten emails. We've gotten texts from parents, very specific.
How do I find a program?
Yeah, so exactly. If you go on cincyartsandstem.org, the way the website is designed is such that you can plug in your zip code. You can plug in your school area. You basically find a program near you or the one closest to you. Or
by discipline.
Exactly.
Whether you're interested in a technology program or a dance program. For instance, if you search on dance because you have a child interested in dance, you'll get 64 different opportunities. And if you wanted pre-K dance, there are 12 different things. And if you wanted dance for special learners, there are 11 different programs. So you can kind of plug in what it is that you're trying to find or get out of it and get lots of different results.
513-419-7100 to join us. And let's talk with Tevis in Cincinnati. Hi, Tevis. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Go ahead with your question.
Can the guest speak to efforts or interests of STEM focused on agricultural production within the urban setting of Cincinnati?
That did kind of come up in something you were talking about earlier, Anna. Yeah.
It did. Yeah, there's a really innovative program with Taft Elementary where they were working with, they did a camp and worked with students. And it was led by students as well, which was interesting, older students. And they were learning about farming and being able to grow your own food. I mean, there's so many elements there. There's nutrition. There's, you know, the botany, like you had said, you know, of being able to do this. There's, you know, being able to invest in your community. So there's so many great things involved there. And that's why it was such an exciting program. And that program was actually a recipient of a mini grant that we had done to where we had worked with some organizations that had these great innovative ideas and being able to implement those that were new and, you know, kind of different territory. So there have been some things that some schools have done with the students over the summer, which has been really interesting to that point. And that's probably the best example kind of that exact, you know, topic.
And there were two other programs. Anna mentioned earlier the Civic Garden. They had the program with their girls in STEM was around bees and the role that bees play for our food. And then the other, Gorman Heritage Farm, was also was a part of the Summer of STEM. And so all their programs were on the website as well.
So you're planning on coming back next year?
Absolutely.
We'll be here.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
That's good. What about beyond that, Sean? Where do you see this going in the future? What would you like to see happen?
Well, you know, our goal with the Greater Cincinnati STEM Collaborative, and I think probably anyone who's involved in STEM in this region, is we want to be known as a hub of STEM education in the country, because we want, when companies are making decisions of where they're going to move companies or where they're going to build a new plant, we want them to know that we have an educated workforce here and we have students who are having these experiences as they go through school and are ready to tackle those jobs. And similarly, with ArtsWave, we want them to know that we have some of the best arts opportunities in the nation. And you come here and into this region and you can have the best of both worlds.
That's right.
And I definitely...
Go ahead.
I definitely think also that something that's coming at us moving forward is that there has been this great learning community that's been established with these different STEM providers that maybe haven't always been able to be participating in conversations together. And that's going to continue and only, you know, continue to yield fruitful collaborations and programs.
Just going to keep growing, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. Best of luck to all of you.
Thank you.
Director of the Talent Pipeline Initiative at Partners for a Competitive Workforce, Sean Kelly, President and CEO of ArtsWave, Alicia Townsend-Kintner, and Director of Development at the Cincinnati Observatory, Anna Heeman.